What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, April 6, 2018. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, or it's Pauhana Friday, as we like to say here in the Hawaiian Islands. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. And, of course, in hour number three, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us again with her unique perspective on the world. So let's get right on into it. The Justice Department has missed the deadline to hand over FBI documents on the FISA warrant process, the Clinton Foundation, various other issues, details about just how it is that Hillary Clinton escaped prosecution for her Title 18 violations related to her private email server. And the Judiciary Committee has basically been trying to follow the normal procedures and get these documents, and the Justice Department has no legitimate reason to withhold them. So now the situation is amping up. They're talking about subpoenas. They're talking about contempt of Congress. They're talking about having Congress impeach officials of the Justice Department and the FBI. Impeachment is a process that is not restricted to just the president and the vice president. It can be used against any official that Congress feels is not doing their job. That is the teeth in the separation of powers and the three separate branches of government that are supposed to keep watch over each other, the way Thomas Jefferson set it all up. Now, investigators are starting to zero in on John Brennan's role in just how this dodgy dossier about Donald Trump, the one written by the former spy Christopher Steele, how did that come about? And basically, a lot of people are thinking Brennan might actually be in serious trouble. And, of course, a lot of people don't want him to be in trouble because he's got a lot of the secrets. So, John, all I can tell you is stay out of canoes. That's all I can tell you. Stay out of canoes. Now, an attorney for Trump, Jay Sekulow, and his senior counsel, Carly Gammill, appeared in a Washington, D.C. federal court to find out when they will be receiving documents related to the Obama unmasking scandal. And that is another serious issue. There are all these scandals out there, and official Washington is dragging its feet and obstructing and stonewalling and still hoping that Robert Mueller is going to try and find something with which they can take Trump down, because he's that outsider. Even though he's been compromised, he's going along with the agenda of the deep state for pretty much the most part, but that's not enough for them. They still want him out. And as far as Mueller's so-called investigation goes, it is clearly unconstitutional. And one of the reasons it has such a problem was reported by Greg Jarrett at Fox News, basically saying that when Mueller initially brought charges against Manafort, that Mueller is tasked with finding a crime that does not exist in law. Mueller was tasked with proving there was collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. But there is no crime of collusion with foreign countries anywhere in the U.S. statutory code. It does not exist. So there's no way they could prosecute. They're trying to find evidence that they could use for a potential impeachment if the Democrats steal the Congress this coming November. Now, Mueller's investigation long ago exceeded the scope of the special counsel law, which requires the scope of a special counsel to be specific. Now, Rosenstein created the special counsel with a scope so broad it is not supported by this law. Mueller is supposed to be looking at collusion, which is apparently not actually a crime, between the Russia campaign and rather the Trump campaign and Russia. He wasn't supposed to look into any of this other stuff. It's just completely inappropriate. It's outside the letter of the law. Mueller accepted the special counsel position with known conflicts of interest. And Rosenstein and Mueller's entire team have conflicts of interest. They're all Democratic supporters. They're anti-Trumpers. This thing is a farce from beginning to end. And it has gone on way, way too long. And the idea that Rosenstein retroactively expanded the scope of Mueller's task doesn't get around the restriction in the special counsel law. There has to be one specific issue being looked at, and that's all. Now, a lot of people are very concerned about John Bolton coming into the White House as the new national security advisor. He's a confirmed war hawk. He's pro-Israel. He's a neocon. And all during his career, he's just always talking about, we got to attack these people, we got to attack those people. And a lot of people were saying, why did Trump bring this guy in when Trump campaigned on the promise of reducing, pulling back from these foreign entanglements, these foreign interventions? And now, of course, it's come on out that John Bolton is Sheldon Adelson's poodle. And Sheldon Adelson called up the president and said, you know, in exchange for all that money that I gave you, and especially in anticipation of all the money I might be inclined to give you for November, you will bring John Bolton in. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So again, we have the finest government that money can buy, not just Congress, but apparently now the White House as well. And it's one of the reasons why early on in the history of this country, there were strict limits on how much money any individual could give to a candidate or a politician to level the playing field so that ordinary people like you and I had the same amount of influence over the government as the ultra wealthy. And over time, the ultra wealthy have whittled that away with the consent of Congress, because politicians always want more money. And as Aaron Russo used to say, your average politician would sell their own mother for a dollar. Now, getting into the war zones, the Syrian army is preparing to clear southern Syria of the militants. They pretty much wrapped up the area around Ghouta. Militants there are leaving. They've surrendered their weapons. They're taking their families and they're going. So Syria is now starting to look down toward the south to take southern Syria and basically get the militants out of the Golan Heights. This, of course, is causing a ruckus down in Israel, because Israel is saying Syria shouldn't come into the Golan Heights because the Golan Heights represents a security buffer between Syria and Israel. Israel's once again saying, oh, everybody's out there wants to attack us. But when you look at who's actually doing the attacking, I mean, look how many times Israel has attacked Syria over the last couple of months. What Israel really wants is they want the Golan Heights. They've been militarily occupying it. They're selling the oil and gas from underneath it, even though technically it's not their property. And the war on Syria, actually, one of the reasons that launched is Israel wanted to have a pipeline running through Syria through which they could sell the oil and gas they're stealing from under the Golan to Europe. And of course, Syria is going to say, no, we're not going to give you a pipeline so that you can sell our oil and gas to Europe. And that was one of the reasons that the war began. Now, a lot of people are still talking about Donald Trump's flip-flop on Syria. And that, I guarantee, is going to come back to haunt him in 2020. The Democrats will seize on that. And I know, because some years ago, I was involved in political advertising at the local level here. And there was a candidate who'd flip-flopped. And so we basically made a computer animation of his face on a fish in a fry pan, just flipping back and forth while the mouth was just speaking. And it was very effective. I actually got a personal thank you from the mayor who won, because I made the commercial for his campaign. Anyway, the Pentagon is saying there is no Syria pullout timeline. And apparently Trump is exasperated and frustrated, and he concedes. And basically, this is telling us Trump is not in control. Another factor that came into play is apparently after Trump announced he was going to pull out of Syria, he got a very tense phone call from Benjamin Netanyahu, who I guess laid down the law and said, no, you are not leaving Syria. So again, it's becoming more and more obvious the office of the president is not actually in charge of the country. The Pentagon is. Israel is. We've known that for a long time. The senior executive service is. The politicians that we elect, they're just a front. They don't really matter all that much anymore. Not in terms of the larger issues facing this country, like the economy and the wars. I mean, yes, if you vote for this or that politician, you may decide whether men are allowed to use the women's room or not. But that's really a very small issue compared to the larger issue of moving toward a world war. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's official. Trump has more flip-flops than Walmart, Target, and John Kerry combined. Mike, this is ridiculous. Did you see the stock market today? His plan
don't
work.
It's a good thing those buildings on Wall Street are all air-conditioned and you can't open the windows anymore, or it would have been raining stockbrokers all over the pavement.
You're not going to win a trade war. When are Americans going to understand? And that's not it, including the $2 trillion in treasuries they have. We're a deadbeat nation, Mike. We live beyond our means. They own us because they buy our debt. The world buys our debt. We live beyond our means. When are people going to realize that? You know, I mean, this is insane. It's absolutely insane.
Of course, it's insane. Of course, it's insane. Wall Street and our government sort of 30 years ago fell in love with the idea that if you just took a bunch of money and you shake it back and forth real hard, it will magically grow. And it doesn't work that way. You cannot have a working, viable economy unless you are manufacturing products for sale or growing agricultural produce for sale or both. And our manufacturing has been in decline for 30 years, and nobody wants our GMO produce anymore. And the real tragedy there is the farmers in the United States who are trying to grow non-GMO organic produce are finding their fields contaminated by the GMO pollen. And so they're now cut off from markets like Russia and China. It's an absolute, absolute disaster. You're absolutely right. The U.S. just keeps borrowing more money to spend on wars. And that's really where it's all gone. The U.S. is on the exact same path as the Soviet Union, bankrupting the nation to feed this voracious war machine.
Soviet Union and Rome combined, Mike, because people realize, like everybody says, Mike, I have to disagree with a call you had from Missouri who says China should turn their ships around. But then what? You don't have no factories. They're all like filled with asbestos and rusting away. There's no infrastructure built here. China's got it all. They're a creditor nation. That they put their money into building ghost cities. They're still new, though. You know, our rotting infrastructure's old. You know, then what? If the ships turn around, they'll find buyers. You know, like soybeans. Brazil's got soybeans. They can get for bricks. You know, and Mike, on rare metals, this country needs rare earth minerals. We don't have, like you said to the caller, we don't have the ability to have these minerals in abundance. We have to get them, like titanium we get from Russia. So this is a disaster, and we're going to lose, and we're going to lose bad, and then, like you said, they're going to have no choice but to start a world war, and it doesn't matter what the stock market is at the end of that day. You know, like, they didn't think this through, Mike. Like, I'm looking at what they're picking. Like, they're just throwing stuff out, $100 billion in tariffs. Yeah, but the Chinese are playing, like, chess with picking certain things that they know they can get replacements for. You know what I mean? Like, we're just playing checkers. it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. It is embarrassing. And I've been saying for a long time, the quality of thinking coming out of Washington, D.C., and I don't care how many degrees and plaques on the walls and statues and medals these people have, the quality of thinking is really not very good. They're thinking with their gonads rather than with their brains. And in fact, last night we were watching the news and talking things over. And I turned to Claire and I said, you know, what's really scary is that I know how to run this country better than the people running the country. And she agreed with me. And that's really true. The people running the country are not the people who should be there. There are millions of Americans who are capable of making better decisions on behalf of the American people and the American nation. But everybody in Washington, D.C. is out to line their own pockets or the pockets of their corporate sponsors or Israel or the war machine. And it's another reason why I think ultimately if we can avoid getting into a world war, the ultimate destiny of the United States of America is a Soviet Union-style collapse.
And Mike, just explain to some of your listeners what would happen if the Chinese – I'll take the answer off there – if they jumped the treasuries, because that's, you know, like I said, we're a deadbeat nation basically. I hate to say it, we're a deadbeat nation. You know, we're not a creditor nation no more. We used to be. We're not anymore. I'll take your answer off your air, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. First of all, you need to remember that the United States used to be a creditor nation, and it went from being the world's largest creditor nation to the world's largest debtor nation in the 12 years of Reagan-Bush, because all that money got spent on the Strategic Defense Initiative, which yielded little of any real military benefit. So again, that overspending on war, it destroyed Rome, it destroyed the Soviet Union, it's destroying the United States of America. Now, China is starting to talk about the nuclear option of simply dumping all of their U.S. treasuries all at once. And they probably would take an economic bath, but their economy has the resilience to survive it. And ours does not have the resilience to survive the aftermath. If China were to dump all of her treasuries, all of her U.S. treasuries, it would probably trigger a panic, and other nations would start dumping their treasuries as well. And that would basically mean the treasuries would have no value whatsoever, except, of course, to the Federal Reserve, who expect the American people to work and pay back the treasuries owned by the Federal Reserve at full face value plus accruing interest. But it is our debt that makes a trade war unwinnable. It is our lack of manufacturing ready to step into the product void that makes a trade war a bad idea. And it sounds to me like people were just sitting around the White House, cocktails in hands, and saying, well, we'll show those Chinese, we'll have a trade war with them. And nobody bothered to say, can we actually survive this? Can we actually make it work? It's like they get an idea into their head, and we've seen this with the Democrats as well. They get an idea into their head. It sounds good. It's going to play well on TV. Let's go with it. They go on out, and they run a poll, and the majority of Americans say, yeah, let's have a trade war. Well, the majority of Americans probably don't understand the long-term consequences and potential fallout. But what's that old saying? The road to hell is lined with good intentions and paved with sloppy analysis. And that's exactly where we are right now. Look at all of the policy decisions made over the last going on 30 years that sounded really good when they first came on out, and then they turned into utter disastrous failures. Now, getting back to the war zones. Apparently, France wants to reassert its control over Syria. During the colonial era, that was part of the French territories around the world. So France is deploying special forces to Manbij very quickly. And Macron is now assuring the Syrian Kurdistan delegation of his support. This is probably not going to go over very well with Turkey, because only yesterday we were reporting on how President Erdogan was telling France, you have to choose. If you're going to be allies with the Kurds, you cannot be allies with us. If you're going to be allies with us, you cannot be allies with the Kurds. You know, you're either with us or against us. And apparently Macron has decided that he's against Turkey, which creates yet another potential flashpoint there in the Middle East. Turkey, meanwhile, is issuing warnings to the U.S., to Iraq, to the Kurds, pardon me, Cyprus and Greece, not to mention France, over what's going on there at the Syria-Turkey border. Now, it must be remembered, to keep things in focus, that there is more at issue here right now than merely what happens to the Kurds, because Turkey has now declared that the area around Afrin, which is inside Syria, is now under Turkish control. So Erdogan is definitely one of the biggest loose cannons on deck there. I actually had somebody write in and ask, what the heck does that mean, a loose cannon on deck? Well, if you remember back to the days of sailing ships, warships, the cannons had to be lashed down. Otherwise, when the ship would roll, the cannons would roll back and forth, and they were very heavy and could cause a lot of damage. So a loose cannon on deck is something that's out of control and just smashing into everything at random. We're going to take a break here for some commercials. We'll be back with more news after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we take this next phone call here, folks, these are serious times. And we are at war. It's a truth between corruption and ethics. It's a war between lies and the truth. It's a war between corporate media and the independent media, and we need your help. If you are able to help, the address where you can send a check or a money order, or if you prefer anonymity, and a lot of people do right now, they're scared of all the surveillance. The address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to call in and become a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And don't forget about the front site promotion. I understand that that's actually doing very well. A lot of people have taken advantage of this amazing opportunity. For a one-time $500 donation to Republic Broadcasting, you get a lifetime commander membership at the Front Sight Firearms Training Academy. And that is a really good deal. If you look at the top of my main page, the first two articles are stuck there. And one is about the promotional offer, and the other one is the Front Sight webpage itself. And you got to go on in and take a look and look at the video. And, of course, donations are needed, welcome, and greatly appreciated. here at whatreallyhappened.com. All right, let's go on back to the phone lines. Dave in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Mike. Hope your day's off to a blessed start.
It's a very beautiful day, which is amazing because the National Weather Service said it was going to be thundershowers.
Wow. Well, I can tell you it's a lot colder in Cleveland than it was in New Orleans a few days ago. So we have literally been from the bottom to the top of the country this week. And I got to tell you, right now, this time of year, I'm a southern boy. So I would have just stayed down there. I want to second what you just said. I mean, your network, the avenues of the truth, really are more critical right now than ever before. And we all are under assault. I mean, you can't turn on the TV, you can't turn on a radio station, open a magazine, read a newspaper without your senses and intelligence being completely insulted and assaulted. And so you guys are a bastion, an island of truth in this god-awful, polluted sea of propaganda. And really, in my lifetime, I've never seen it to this extent. I doubt you have either. Who would have thought that America would be so backward as it is today? So please, folks, do support RBN. Do support whatreallyhappened.com. Keep Mike on the air. You know his heart. You know where he's coming from, how smart he is, what his motivations are. And we have to have that. That is critical to this time. So please do what you can to support RBN. That's a plug for you. Now, I want to kind of reply to Dustin. And I feel, you got to get it. I mean, I spent my whole life in this. So I get his frustration. And my phone died out on me yesterday when I was talking to you. And this was the point I was going to. If we are going into a full-on trade war with China, and then let me caveat it by saying this. You know, you look at China reaching out to the EU. I think all of this thing with Theresa May and the poisoning of the Russian diplomat and his daughter, all of this is a globalist play to try to defeat nationalism, which is on the rise in the world, and really the only prescription for a successful economic stability of a nation these days. Because when you get too interdependent, you see what happens. You lose your ability to support yourself. And then you are dependent on what could potentially be your enemy. So, you know, the globalist traitors like the Clintons, the Bushes, the Waltons, the Rockefellers, so many of them, you know, they really have tied a noose around the neck of the American people. And that noose is held by the Chinese. And so the rest of what I was going to say, and this might be completely off the wall and impossible to do. Okay, so if they dump their treasuries, the treasuries become useless anyway. Why not just zero them out and turn their ships around and put the pressure back on American corporations who exported our wealth to reinvest and do something? Yes, it's going to be a painful process. Yes, it won't happen overnight. But I still believe in the American entrepreneurial spirit. And if, you know, I mean, then you come down to finance. Are the banks, the globalist banks, going to finance America's manufacturing recovery? I doubt it, because their whole angle is globalism. So, you know, if everything is going to collapse under the weight of itself anyway, I say beat it to the punch and try to do what we can to pick up the scraps that we've got, create demand, let our entrepreneurs and our factories that can find the financing, the sourcing, the ability to do it, begin to step up and fill the consumer demand. But right now we are all hooked on China like crack babies. And so I'm just going to let it go at that. It may not even be possible. That could lead to a shooting war. You know, we shouldn't be in this situation. But Bill, Hillary Clinton, the Bushes, Obamas, these free trading lunatic traitors, they have us in this situation. Either we're going to die an economic death or we're going to die a military death. But either way it goes, we're dead. And so, you know, my only point is to do whatever we can, even if we have to reinvent the wheel, zero out those treasuries, leave them hold garbage paper. What does that mean to us? We want to try the Fed banksters anyway. We want to dissolve that anyway.
Dave, I'm sorry to cut you off. We got to do another break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, and I'm going to have some comments when we come on back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And responding to this last caller, we all pretty much understand how great it would be if we start investing in rebuilding our factories and our infrastructure, and we start creating products that other countries want to buy and grow produce other countries want to buy. Unfortunately, it's a little more complex than that. The caller was talking about getting these banks to start investing in factories and so forth. But there's an ugly reality that we've seen throughout history, and that is that banks make much more money off of war than off of peace. Wars are the bankers' richest harvest of debt, and debt is what banks want to have. They want everybody living permanently in debt and permanently paying them interest. And that is one aspect we need to keep in mind. The other one, of course, is, and I mentioned this when Donald Trump was inaugurated. He came into office. There really wasn't that much to work with to try and turn this country around. All of the nation's wealth is locked up with the money junkies who are loath to part with any of it. In fact, if you want to see a good personification of a money junkie, think about Smaug in the Hobbit movies. That's a good idea of the mindset of a money junkie. They don't want to let any of it go. And the rest of our wealth is locked up in the military, which produces nothing of any real value. So we don't really have the capital to put into rebuilding our factories. The factories that are out there, the abandoned and closed factories, they're corroded, they're rusted, they're full of asbestos. In many cases, even the buildings that look like they're in decent shape from outside, the factory machinery inside has been stripped and sold off to other countries for their manufacturing. It took 30 years to get our manufacturing into this decline. It's not going to be repaired overnight. And of course, as far as the GMO agriculture, there's almost no way to take that back. Pollen lasts in the environment for like 2 years. If you grow GMO crops on your farmland and you want to go back to non-GMO, you have to allow the field to lie fallow, which means unused, for 2 years, for two seasons. Or you have to basically just burn it, which is what they did over in Hungary. And so we have to face the realization, what do we have to work with? Because of Common Core and the dumbing down of America, we don't really have a large workforce of young people who are able to take those factory jobs and start designing and building new products. We've got a surplus of art history majors, but you can't run an economy on those kind of people. I'm sorry, you can't. I appreciate art. I took art history myself when I was in college. You got to be practical, and the practical reality is we have very little to work with unless we come up with something so brand new, the rest of the world is going to come on in and say, oh, we want to invest in that. And again, that is why I support a continued expansion of our civilian space program, because that is the civilian technology incubator. Anything that came out of NASA was automatically made available to the public for development and investment. The tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s was born in the Apollo Moon program. And we need something just like it to re-stimulate our economy and get it going again. If we just sit here thinking we're going to compete with the rest of the world to manufacture the products that the rest of the world already knows how to manufacture better than we do, that's a fool's errand. We'll never catch up. These other nations, these other governments are nowhere near as foolish and reckless as Wall Street and Washington, D.C. have been for the last three decades, and especially now. I wonder how many of them are on prescription antidepressants. Now, as you know, the leaders of Russia, Turkey, and Iran had a meeting in Ankara to basically try and settle what's going on in Syria down, basically bring it to an end and say the war in Syria is over, Syria won it. And over in Israel, Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman is out there saying, no, this was wrong. You can't do this. You have to have the permission of the United Nations before you declare peace. And Israel's just upset that if the war in Syria stops, Syria's going to come on down to the Golan Heights and say, this really is our territory. It's our oil. It's our gas. And you need to get on out. That's what Israel's upset about. Forget all this talk about a security buffer zone. That's a constant and repeating ploy by Israel to grab other people's land. They'll build a fence and then they'll say, oh, we need a 100-yard buffer zone behind that. Then they start building on the buffer zone. Then they say, oh, we're sorry, we're going to change where the fence is. We need another 100-yard buffer zone. Buffer zone is Israeli code speak for we're going to grab another piece of land. Now, Britain has just opened a Persian Gulf military base in Bahrain. It's the first time they have done so in four decades. And they're basically saying that their concern is maritime security in the region to guarantee the continuation of oil shipments and goods from Asia to Europe. Well, they may be a little bit behind the times because remember, the purpose of that China One Belt, One Road project is to make the shipping of goods from Asia to Europe much faster and cheaper than it would be by ship. Now, obviously, the oil tankers are still going to be there as well. But as far as other goods, not so much. Let's take another phone call here. Ken in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I walked in a bit late. I just got home from work, but you're talking about manufacturing. And
yes.
In electronics, do we still have the foundry capability for making base components like ICs, resistors, capacitors, all of the base things that you need for electronics manufacturing?
Well, we still have some chip makers here, but the Asian chip makers appear to have gone past them. Israel came in many years ago and bought a major interest in Intel, and so Intel is now making their chips over in Israel. The reality is there are no more companies inside the United States manufacturing television sets. They're all from Asia. Even if it looks like there's an American brand name on there, that's all it is. The American television companies don't manufacture. They'll go to Asia. They'll say, we're going to order so many million of these TV sets, and you put our name on them.
I used to be in that repair field at one time about 30 years ago, and we already saw Zenith going to Mexico. Sylvania was in Juarez. It was already going away back in the late 70s. But the as far as I remember in manufacturing in the last 15 years, almost everything came from China, the Philippines, and I think maybe some of the better stuff was Malaysia and Singapore.
Yeah, but they all do very good jobs there, and you might want to take a close look at some of your products, things that you use every day, and see where they're really coming from, because it is a requirement under U.S. law that the origin of the product be displayed there someplace. And when getting on back to the TV sets, at the end of World War II, there were 36 different companies in the United States of America manufacturing televisions. Now there are none. And basically, corporate CEOs just said, well, we don't need to get our hands dirty. You know, we can save money by just licensing the technology overseas. When Seymour Cray was still with us and he was designing his latest generation Cray computers, he didn't even bother approaching the American chip makers. He went right to Japan, because he knew the American chip makers just couldn't produce the high-density chips that he needed for his supercomputers.
Well, thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mike in Fort Lauderdale. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Sir, Newsweek 2 hours ago just fired across the bow. They took a federal court judge ruling out of Massachusetts and perverted Scalia's commentary on the Heller case and incorporated it by at the U.S. This is Newsweek. U.S. court rules Second Amendment does not protect AR-15, they use the word assault rifles, and they use the term large capacity magazines. And the writer is from New York City and San Francisco, and I saw a picture of him, and well, I'm digressing by getting into that minutia, but clearly a hit piece, clearly designed to make people think that the Miller case does not exist, the Dickey Amendment does not exist, and I cannot find in any way how to counteract this propaganda, make a comment on it, list anything. It's all blocked off.
Well, it doesn't really matter, because you're making comment on it here on Republic Broadcasting, and a lot of people are hearing you. And looking at the way gun sales are taking off, nobody is buying the anti-gun propaganda. But you're absolutely right. Newsweek is flat out lying. There have been numerous court decisions, both at the state and the federal level, saying that the Second Amendment reserves to the American people to carry any bearable arm and any weapon that is in the possession and use of the armed of the military forces or the police forces is the right of the people, because the purpose of the Second Amendment is to deter tyrannical government. And if they have all the machine guns and we have starter pistols, obviously we're not in a position to deter tyranny in government. But that's what the government is definitely after.
Yeah, well, they took Scalia's writing for the majority in the Heller case, and they made it like a supposition that what he was inferring was that AR-15s are which runs contradictory to the Miller case. And then they attaches a footnote in bold letters so everyone can see the propaganda. Trump vows Second Amendment will never be repealed after former Supreme Court justice called for change. So this is not like maybe militaristic violent warfare. This is tyranny, soft tyranny. This is warfare. And they're taking the judge's words and twisting it to make people think that the AR-15 is not protected.
Yeah, that's definitely what they're doing. Again, though, there are no exceptions to the Second Amendment. and that Second Amendment is the law of the land. And I think that's why they're going after the Second Amendment now rather than a gun ban, because in the past, every time they've tried to limit kinds of weapons we the people are allowed to have, somebody will come back and they'll file a case and go right on to the Supreme Court and say, Second Amendment doesn't say that. And, you know, the Supreme Court so far has agreed. And so now they're shifting their focus. They want to find a way to repeal the Second Amendment. That is going to be very, very difficult, because in order to do that, Congress has to pass a new amendment. It has to be signed by the president, and then it has to be ratified by 3/4 of the state legislatures. Now, the problem there is that we know from past history that the federal government has lied about the ratification of certain amendments. So we have to be on our guard against that. But there's absolutely no question the federal government is very much afraid of the American people. We're getting angry. We're getting frustrated. We're tired of seeing our standard of living in constant decline. We're tired of seeing the hopes for a better future for our children just absolutely sacrificed on the altar of the war god. And people are upset. We get a lot of phone calls in here. I get a lot of emails from people saying, you know, it's time to do something. And I'm trying to be the voice of calm reason here. But I can understand why there are people who are very angry, and the government has a right to be concerned and afraid of the American people. They want to take away the Second Amendment.
I get it, Mike. I get why people are upset. This is an act of warfare. What they're doing with this propaganda. It's like Soviet propaganda stuff. You know, one of the phrases that I've used and people I think tend to like, and I don't know if you want to use it, you're welcome to, and I don't think that I necessarily incorporate it, but it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Suggestions.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard that one before.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, if they're going to ignore the Constitution, you know, the Second Amendment is the only Bill of Rights, the only thing that we have that's physical and tangible, the only thing that protects your liberty. Everything else is just rhetoric. Once you get rid of that, then, oh, now we have thought crimes, and now we have this, and now we have that. Because all our rights are immaterial. They're not physical. This is the only one.
You raise a good point. None of the other rights actually have a tangible component to them. The right to keep and bear arms does. And that right to keep and bear arms is what enforces the other 9 amendments in that Bill of Rights. But they're under attack as well. Israel wants to get a Palestinian exception to the First Amendment. Our Fourth Amendment right to privacy has just been shredded. And clearly the government has been in violation of the Tenth Amendment for quite some time.
I'm a peaceful person, Mike, but, you know, I've been a former law enforcement officer for a long time, and I'm a very peaceful person, but I absolutely totally understand why things happen in history books, and for us to think that this isn't going south real fast, this is really scary. I hope someone has an injunction against this activist judge. I'd like to find out more about this judge, because they have to cite the Miller case to stop this nonsense immediately.
Well, yeah, the Miller case, the Heller decision, there have been a whole bunch of court cases that reaffirm the Second Amendment does not limit the kinds of weapons law-abiding citizens are allowed to have. And it makes common sense. If we have an inherent natural right to self-defense, then we have a right to have weapons that are equal to or superior to the weapons in the hands of the criminals. And the criminals are getting military weapons from Fast and Furious. So, therefore, we have to have the same for no other reason to defend our homes from illegal invaders.
It's on Newsweek now. If you can think of any way where we can get comments into there to highlight the Miller case, because he took Heller's commentary in the closing and said that he made it look like the AR-15s are not protected based on his statements, and that's not true. It flies in the face of the Miller case. A 5-year-old could do case research and see this.
Well, if Newsweek is blocking off comments, then there's really not that much that we can do about it, but I will take a look and put it up on the website so that people can comment on my website. But yeah, this is a full court press, and I think the reason they're pushing this hard is they're beginning to understand the American people are suspicious of all these shootings being false flags. This insane focus specifically on the AR-15, even though the reality is that the vast majority of murders are committed with handguns. But yeah, they want to take away weapons that give the ordinary American firepower equal to those of the government forces. That's the real agenda here.
I know for a fact on a quicker level, on a smaller county level, say here in South Florida anyway, all these counties are trying to push a they're trying to mirror the same statute to try to destroy the Second Amendment at the county level. And I hope people are ready to start getting active and start voting these people out as fast as we can.
Well, I can imagine that the various pro-gun organizations are going to file a legal challenge as fast as they can. Because, again, the Second Amendment is absolute. Anyway, listen, Mike, thank you for the phone call. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's talk a little bit about the Skripal poisoning case, because this is really turning into an epic fail for for Great Britain. And I want to start with something that came through during yesterday's broadcast. The story came on through that apparently Yulia Skripal, or at least that's what we're being told, made a phone call to her cousin Victoria inside Russia. And that apparently during the phone call, questions were raised about just what they had eaten just before they were found ill. And somebody mentioned the possibility that they had been eating fugu, which, of course, is very, very dangerous food to eat. But it struck me as kind of a little weird claim to make. So this morning I did a little bit of digging. Obviously, you're not going to get fugu in a pizza parlor. It's very hard to prepare. It's very high-end Japanese food. There are some Japanese restaurants around that same neighborhood, including one very high-end one. But as it turns out, fugu is banned across the European Union, and there is only one place you can get it in Great Britain, and that's a special fugu club in London, 77 miles away. So the fugu story is obviously somebody's attempt to sow confusion into the discussion, and that makes this supposed phone call between Yulia and Victoria suspect as well. And I think somebody was reacting to Britain's embarrassing performance at the United Nations Security Council meeting and tried to lay a false trail so people would go on off and talk about that rather than the reality that Great Britain still has absolutely zero evidence to back up their claims that Russia had anything to do with it. Now, Russia is now saying that through diplomatic channels, they have learned that 17 countries that have expelled Russian diplomats were pressured by the U.S. and Great Britain to do so, that they didn't actually want to do it, but pressure was applied to make it look like there's a unified front against those evil Russian fugu fish or whatever is going on over there. But apparently the result of that UN Security Council meeting, observers said that Russia basically demolished all of Great Britain's claims. And I think it was pretty much obvious that that was what was going to happen when Great Britain, again, no proof at all, resorted to simply regurgitating older lies to try and say, well, Russia's really bad, so let's just assume they're being bad again. And they were out there claiming that Russia was occupying Crimea, which is a variation on the theme of Russia stole Crimea. Russia is not occupying Crimea. There are no Russian tanks in the streets of Crimea. There are no Russian soldiers there. Crimea is now a partner with the Russian Federation, and that's the reality. So the propaganda, they're thrashing around, and they're not getting traction. And I think that's one of the reasons they're so angry with the independent media, because they can't catapult the propaganda forward like they used to. Now, at the meeting at the Security Council, Russia's telling Britain, you're playing with fire. And Britain is. Britain is trying to get some kind of a provocation going. Remember, all of these countries, Britain and Europe, they're economically locked in with the United States. If the U.S. economy implodes, their economy will implode, and they, like the United States, desperately need an enemy to blame it all on. Okay. So we're coming up here on the top of the hour. Going to do a station identification. We should be hearing music right about now, I thought. There it is. Okay. Welcome to Professional Radio. We'll be back after station identification.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.